recently I've been working with a group in our junior school who are publishing a newsletter. It's a group of mixed students from years 4, 5 and 6. And originally, last year, they used to work in Microsoft Publisher, which is perfectly adequate and can produce, obviously, a printed output. But what it lacks is the feature to be able to collaborate together, for students to be able to work on their own individual part of the newsletter while somebody takes an overall editorial control. At least they can't do that in real time consecutively. So we were casted around for another option, and we settled on LucidPress because it links in with our Google Apps for Education account. But unfortunately, we ran out of, if you like, free space on the free option just recently, so we're no longer able to edit our newsletter. Incredibly frustrating, but we should have read the small print, I suppose. So, casting around for an alternative, searching through the web, I came across ZinePal, Z-I-N-E-P-A-L. And what ZinePal does is to create a published output, which can be in just a PDF format, but can also be in EPUB, Kindle and Mobi Pocket formats. So that's really helpful. And it'll do that simply from existing content. So if you were doing your newsletter as a series of blog posts on a blog, by simply pasting in the URL of your blog into the relevant box on ZinePal, you can automatically generate a newsletter based on those posts. ZinePal takes care of all the formatting for you. Indeed, you can also create a newsletter from web pages or RSS feeds. So there are lots of different ways that ZinePal can help you do that. You can create an account, and the free account, you, as you would expect, slightly limited. You can only create ebooks or PDFs with a maximum of 5 stories, but that might be adequate if you're just doing a newsletter on a regular basis. The paid for version is quite interesting because there are a variety of different subscription methods. You can, if you're just doing a one-off ebook, maybe something based on a school trip perhaps, where you've got lots of stories but it's a one-off activity, then you can create a single ebook for a fairly modest $5. And of course that could be distributed in printed form. Did I really say that? Or obviously you can distribute it to parents in the Kindle formats or Mobi Pocket or whatever EPUB formats, and that might be useful too, and offer all of those. So for $5 you get a fair amount. And then there are obviously subscription monthly accounts and 6 months and 12 months, and they're quite reasonable too, particularly considering what you get and how easy it is. So there is some degree of flexibility. When you put your URL in, you generate your ebook, and then this in draft format, I suppose you'd say. And you can then start to play with all sorts of different types of formatting. So you can change the font across the whole thing or individual titles. You can change the layout of the page to some extent. So you've got quite a number of options where you can get it looking exactly as you want. And in the paid for version, you can also do things like uploading a school logo, for example. You can also include some degree of advertising. And whilst you might not be doing that as a school, it might be a way of publicising your school. So there are a far greater number of options as soon as you start to look at the paid for version. And that's perhaps quite worth exploring. So if you're thinking of creating newsletters, then allowing your students to be able to create the posts in their own time as they see fit, perhaps using a blogging platform with which you're already familiar, and then being able to bring it all together into a newsletter with the minimum of fuss, then ZinePal might be exactly what you're after.